Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1399 in the writing. It's shir number 551, 551. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so previously we learned to halacha that if one is eating two items with the same bracha, and one item is complete and the other item is incomplete, they're both the same bracha, right? Then one must make the bracha on the complete item, even though they like the incomplete item better. And that will cover the incomplete item. Okay, we spoke about if they're fruits, right, then if it's the Shivas Aminim, that comes first, but otherwise we, if no Shivas Aminim involved, then we go with the complete item. An interesting example, which, and the Sfarah Shabbai is, that it's very important to keep in mind that we want to make a Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a complete item. I once heard a story, interesting, a friend of mine, mentioned that, I think it was his grandmother said, they said over at the Levaya of his grandmother that she wasn't a well-learned person, but she knew one thing. You make a bracha to Hashem on a complete item. A bracha has to be on a complete item. You don't do a half job. You do a complete job, right? So it's a very important thing to keep in mind, the kavod we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the honor. Okay, so an interesting example which comes up where one sits down to eat, a lot of times almonds and cashews. I know I have by myself. You sit down and eat some nuts, right? And you have over there almonds, you have cashews. Both taste very good. So many people enjoy the taste of cashews better, right? Cashews I like. I know personally myself, I like cashews better. I like almonds also. But I like cashews, are really good, right? So so many people enjoy the cashews more than they enjoy the almonds, but they want to eat both. Now, in the above case, so what do I do with the bracha? I have to make a Bara Priya Eitz on both of them. So I make one Bara Priya Eitz, but on which one should I make the bracha and eat that first and then move on to the other one? Like, what do I do first, right? Well, I make the Bara Priya Eitz. Do I make it on the almond or the cashew? I'm only making one Bara Priya Eitz, and it's going to cover both the almonds and the cashews. On which nut should I do it? Okay, which nut should I make it first? So in the above case, if the cashews are broken, let's say my cashews are, they're broken pieces, half pieces or whatever. It's a good thing, by the way, sometimes I know by myself, to break open the cashews, check them. You have to be careful to check inside, make sure there's no worms or bugs. So they'll be broken, right? So let's say they're broken, and the pieces of the almonds are whole. Let's say the cashews are broken open, right? But the almonds are whole. Almonds are whole. So one must, almonds you should take a look also, but you could eat that whole. That's not a major problem. So one must make the bracha on the almond, take an almond, a full, complete almond, right? And have in mind the cashew. Even though they like the cashew better, just make the bracha on the almond because of the fact that it is complete. Due to the fact that the almond is complete. Now, if both items are complete, right? Let's say both are complete. Good. My cashews are complete. I know they're checked or whatever. They're clean. And my almonds are complete. They're both complete. So if both items are complete or both items are incomplete, right? Let's say for whatever reason I cut open the almonds also. I have cut open cashews. I open to check and the almonds are also cut open and everything is pieces. It's pieces of almonds and pieces of cashews. Again, I'm just giving you an example. The same thing would apply to other foods also, to other fruits or whatever the case is. But so both items are complete or both items are incomplete, right? In other words, there's no distinction as far as sholem. What we're trying to zoom in over here is sholem completeness, right? So the cashews and the almonds, they're both complete. So then one would make the bracha on whichever one they like better. So if I like they're all complete. So if I like the cashews better, I make the bracha on the cashews, and that would cover the almond. If I like the almonds better, so then I'm going to make the bracha on the almonds, and that will cover the cashews. They're both complete, or they're both incomplete, right? So then I look at whichever one is chaviv, whichever one I like better. First comes shalom complete, and after that, we look at whichever one is chaviv, whichever one is more desirable, and that's the one I would make the one bar priya eight, and it would cover the other nut also, assuming that they're both in front of me, or I have them, at least I have them both in mind. In those cases, so there would be one eight, and it would cover both. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.